This year, we're hoping to bring the Sutina community together to really understand the impacts of the colonial and assimilation practices and how it continues to impact us today, but to also recognize those who survived the Indian residential school system or the day schools and how a lot of us are still part of that intergenerational trauma, but how we're coming together as the modern day warriors to fight back today's effects of the trauma that has impacted us to such negative circumstances.
Now, can you just share with us a little bit about why the event is taking place on the 26th rather than on the 30th for the Day of Truth and Reconciliation?
I mean, I can't confirm, but I believe that Sutina Nation does shut down in recognition of this day as it is a federal holiday.
What are you expect of the turnout this year? I remember my colleague Trent went last year and he said he felt like it was the entire community and more all out for this walk.
So we are anticipating of over 1,000 people to be in attendance. We have our schools coming to participate, which is really great because our youth are the future of this nation. They are our future leaders, and we want them to understand Canada's darkest secret has done to the First Nations people of Canada, but to also understand that a lot of the behavior that is taking place, like with the opioid crisis, you know, the childhood trauma epidemic, the mental health crisis, it's part of a learned behavior that was forced upon us through any means necessary. But it's up to our youth to really start that healing. And by that, it's doing a lot of this awareness and education campaigns to really understand and spread that messaging of what this day really means. And it's to come together, to heal together, to understand that we do have that power of voice and choice. Because as First Nations people, we want to be able to share with Canada that our traditional ways, our culture, and our language has always been part of us. It's been part of our identity. It's been part of our healing process. And we want to bring that back to address this opioid crisis and this mental health crisis that Indigenous people are in.
The walk is going to be starting from the health center and going to the Spirit Healing Lodge in Sutina. Can you just share with us how long that distance is?
So the distance is about under 2 kilometers, but we will actually be walking to the monument where the old day school was. And the monument was developed, or the work was started by Jeanette Starlight, who is the director of the Cultural Museum. She has done such great work, and we're working together to bring awareness of this day and just to show all the great work she has done for the nation as well. And we want to end there to really showcase that area, but also bringing a lot of healing, as we're going to have so much of our young people present too, because that's where the old agency first started. That's where we, as Sutina people, that's where we were first resided. So we want to bring a lot of that healing there to where a lot of pain was caused from that day school.